When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
What's going on, Jermaine Johnson? Tune in to Turn on the Jets podcast.
Hey, this is Vinny Pasquantino of the Kansas City Royals. Make sure you tune into the Turn on the Jets podcast.
Everybody, welcome back to the Turn the Jets podcast. I'm your host, Will Parkinson, at WillPod11 on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Quick solo, 5 to 7 minute solo episode today. Be joined by Fireman Ed Wednesday, Brad Spielberger Wednesday or Thursday as well, and then a couple in-depth previews next week going into the Buffalo game. Want to quickly hop on here, just talk a little bit about Saturday night. Jets, Giants. First of all, thank you everyone that supports the Badlands, TOJ Brand, for coming. That was able to make it to the watch party. It was incredibly, incredibly fun. Some people from over the pond, from people from up and down the East Coast, was really awesome to get to meet some of you folks in person. Obviously, the biggest fear with Saturday night was any injuries, specifically to the Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers. He gets to make his debut. I thought it was kind of as good as it's going to get from a preseason game. Was it perfect? Obviously not. There's the missed pass pro on Michael Carter that led to an Aaron Rodgers hurry, kind of throw the ball out of bounds, just miscommunication a little bit, CJ Uzama. Other than that, you have to see Garrett Wilson involved, drawing penalties, multiple penalties, making people miss, scoring a touchdown. Obviously, the touchdown is the big cap, on it. But first downs, the offense looked super efficient. Got Aaron Rodgers kind of the cobwebs knocked off a little bit and, gave the Jets offense an opportunity to go out there, be game ready, prepare for a game at MetLife Stadium, Aaron Rodgers as the Jets quarterback. And again, kind of get that initial adrenaline rush kind of out of the way so that Monday night, 2 weeks from today, it doesn't feel so brand new. It obviously will be new, and preseason is very different than the regular season. That said, you don't want to go into that game having really never kind of warmed up for a game before in your new home stadium, never put on the colors for real, never had that game action. So we saw it a lot around the league, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, obviously Aaron Rodgers as well, suit up and play in preseason games. So I think it made a lot of sense. And, look, the Jets defense looks fantastic as well. The pass rush, Jermaine Johnson, Bryce Huff, who's been dominating all preseason, looks fantastic. CJ Mosley looked like midseason form. Sauce Gardner with a couple pass breakups. Michael Carter suplexed the guy on a third down. So the Jets defense looked really good. Kind of silly penalty on Jermaine Johnson. Other than that, the starting defense looks fantastic. Starting offense scored a touchdown. Looked good. It was really the one pressure on Rodgers. I guess technically it was really two, but other than that, had I guess 11 dropbacks there. Nine dropbacks there. So nothing really to kind of sneeze at there. Again, no injuries. Getting into the rest of the game, Jets get a victory, obviously. Tim Boyle had a few nice moments. Overall kind of is what he is at this point. He'll be quarterback three. We'll see if he makes the roster or if he's a guy that gets cut, bracked on the practice squad, and then, the emergency quarterback on game days. Zach Wilson had some nice moments. Mecole Hardman, a couple drops. Looks like he may have dislocated his finger. Not sure on what happened there, but he's a guy who said he's fine. Obviously, this one of Zach's better throws of the preseason. Jets defense, Ashton Davis had a couple nice plays. It looked like Trey Dean, who actually just got released as we speak, was part of the final 53-man cuts. A guy that I'm sure will be brought back on the practice squad if he does not get claimed, but had some nice moments. Overall, again, preseason that the Jets got to debut Aaron Rodgers. They got healthier as the preseason went along. The only guy really, Carl Lawson's the one guy he's still worried about. We'll see if he's ready for week one, but Breece Hall's back. Dalvin Cook's going to start practicing this week. Aaron Rodgers made it through a game healthy. Garrett Wilson got their first touchdown to Garrett Wilson out of the way, shook off the cobwebs. And again, I thought it went, you know, as good as it possibly could have really on Saturday night. Looking forward here again, as I mentioned, a couple of big episodes this week and a couple episodes next week. We'll be back in that three podcast, at least, you know, a week rhythm here. Guests, you know, a lot of big guests coming on, you know, as usual. 53 man cuts tomorrow. They've already started guys like Bam Knight, Trey Dean, some of the bigger names that'll be released. Again, guys that would be gladly be brought back in the practice squad, you know, if available. Some waiver wire stuff will happen as well. We'll kind of keep you up to date. We'll have more to talk about on Wednesday's episode. But overall, somewhat successful preseason, I would say, for the Jets. You got a lot of Zach Wilson reps. He kind of looks more of like the, you know, a guy that can be a solid backup in the NFL right now. That's kind of his role. And you don't worry quite as much about him being the backup quarterback. Again, was he awesome? No. Was he a guy that was terrible? No. Not. He took care of the football, looked a lot more confident, looked a little more agile. Again, once you change the expectations from him being second overall pick to just the guy that's a fourth-year, third-year backup, then, you know, you can kind of temper that. Again, running back room looks awesome. Jets defense looks fantastic. That defensive line is something special. The safety room looks a lot better now with guys like Tony Adams having awesome summers, Ashton Davis seemingly maybe putting it all together here in year four. Jordan Whitehead looking healthy. Tight end room looks pretty good. And Tony Conklin, Rucker. We'll see on Uzama. And a guy like Zach Kuntz, if he's able to stick on the roster. Wide receiver room, obviously, we covered it last episode. The Corey Davis retirement impacts them somewhat in terms of depth, but I'd expect them to add him a guy in either waiver wire or trade now, and then probably another name at the deadline of a bigger variety. But we'll be back. We'll be back Wednesday if anything breaks over the next 36 hours. I'll hop on here and we'll discuss it. But fire minute on Wednesday. It'll be a good episode, and have a great rest of your day. And we'll talk to you guys on Wednesday.